You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler. I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. This program, ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is our first broadcast on RBN, and the Current Issues TV program has been around for about 4 years now. Just to let you know who we are and what we do, and we really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today on RBN. It's one of the probably remaining networks that people can still get free speech and get the truth, as you probably, as a listener of RBN, you do know that if you're getting your information from the mainstream media, you are in trouble, and we are all in trouble. On this show, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, RBN does not have any strings attached to anyone. And Current Issues, the radio broadcast, also, we don't have any strings attached. And therefore, we just tell you what we think, and we ask you not to believe us, but to go out and check out the information on your own. It is available. You know, we really did not know what was happening, and this is history here, because as an individual, you can go out on the internet and get the right information. If you don't believe what you're hearing, just go check it out. As you know, the problem, ladies and gentlemen, with what we and the information that you get is probably 90% or more of the American public out there receive their information and news from, like we said, what is so-called mainstream media, which is basically an agenda-driven and controlled media by basically the people who want to program you to believe one way or another. On this show, ladies and gentlemen, we speak about the war. We speak about 9/11, which I'm sure as an RBN listener, you have heard a lot of theories, and a lot of people disputed the government story. And some of these theories probably were way out there, and you probably did not believe them, which is, you know, you have the right to believe what you want and not believe what you want. But I want to start with 9/11. I'll just tell you a little bit of what I think, and then we'll move on to different things. And of course, we do welcome your phone calls, to your comments, your whatever. This show, I want it to be like the guy next door, just your neighbor. Feel free to talk to us, and we will put you in the air, and we can discuss anything you want to. Of course, the number is 800-313-9443. I want you to forget about everything you have heard about 9/11 and just concentrate on one thing. You know, forget about the fact that 19 Arabs, a couple of them were already dead. They died like a couple of years before September 11, and some of them, incidentally, were still alive. But forget about that. And forget about the fact that all the stories that you have heard and all the conspiracies. I want you to concentrate on the falling of those two buildings, the way they fell. A few months ago, I had Noam Chomsky on the TV show, and incidentally, you can get our TV show by going to www.currentissues.tv. I want you to concentrate on the time that it took for these two buildings to fall. If anyone know anything about free falling, there is a formula, and physics does not lie. People lie. You know, physics, it's, you know, when you throw an object, eventually it will get to the ground, and that time is calculated based on the gravitational pull or the gravitational force in that area. If you would have taken an object, let's say the object that was used on the report on our website, you can go all the way down and see that if you would have taken, you can go down on our website and go scroll all the way down to the pancake theory, which is the theory that the government is telling us that basically when those planes hit the towers, the floors collapsed on top of each other, just were stacked like pancake. And Noam Chomsky, I had him on the program, and I asked him about it, and he said, yes, you know, there's the government story is believable that two airplanes, two jetliners hit the buildings, and these buildings had fallen. But there's a problem with that, ladies and gentlemen. It does take, if you would have taken an object and threw it from the top of the those buildings, the 110th floor of the World Trade Center, it would have taken about 9.22 seconds to hit the ground. Now, assuming that nothing was there to prevent it from happening or, you know, resisting any force resisting its fall, it would have taken 9.22 seconds. The time that it took for both buildings, even though they were not hit from the same point, and even though we had the damage that was done to both buildings were different. They were not exactly the same, but yet it took about 10 seconds for both of these buildings to fall, which means that's free fall. Now, the reason I'm telling you to forget about all the other theories, because it really does not matter. You see, other theories we have to prove, and a lot of people will deny it, but physics, no one will be able to deny physics. The government's saying that when the floors were damaged, that it had collapsed on the floor below it, and et cetera, all the way until it went to the ground. Now, you would think that if the floor that was damaged collapsed on the floor below it, you would assume that all points and all corners have acted the same way, which is almost impossible that every floor will act exactly the same way unless there was something else besides the damage that was done on the top floors. That's the question that you need to send to your congressman. That's the question that you need to start debating, of not who did it, not if it was explosions, et cetera, but Mr. Government, please prove to us how could it take only 10 seconds for the buildings to fall? And that's exactly the question that you have to ask, because just think about it. If it would have taken a resistance of half a second from each floor when the other floor collapsed on top of it, you have 110 floors, so you're looking at about, even if we go with half a second delay or resistance to each floor, you're looking at about 50 seconds, so that would have taken about a minute. Well, it took only 10 seconds, and that's the question that you really need an answer to. Well, ladies and gentlemen, based on that, we felt, or the government of the United States felt, that we have to go and attack Iraq, or at least that is what they had told you, that that we have to go and hit Iraq because Iraq had connections to Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda supposedly was the one who had destroyed the two buildings and attacked the United States. So they had to go and install fear. They had to install fear in you, and after the break, we will go over this factor, which is fear, F-E-A-R, which is false evidence appear real. So when we come back, we will tackle this fear factor that they had installed in everybody, and basically we had to go to Iraq. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hisham Tilawi, and the program you're listening to is Current Issues on RBN. Ladies and gentlemen, what I was talking about, and we'll go to the callers in a couple of minutes, what I was talking about earlier is they had to install fear in you. They did that in so many ways. As you, if you go back to 2001, you have heard everyone from the president to the vice president to members of Congress. Everyone was singing the same song, which is Saddam Hussein and the weapons of mass destruction, etc., etc. And so most Americans feared for their lives and the life of their children. And they thought probably because we're not really in the United States, we are not politically inclined and we don't get into politics like the rest of the world because it does not really affect our lives too much. Once it starts hitting us in the pocket, once it starts really affecting these political decisions that our politicians make, in other countries, they do give a darn about politics because these decisions will affect their lives. But here, you know, you got your job, you got your car, you got the all the easiness of life, etc., etc., and the way of life we have here. So you really don't care about politics and how it is happening as long as your bills are paid, which now a lot of people probably don't have that privilege. Now, what is happening now? I want to jump to what is happening now because you have heard a lot of stories of why we went to Iraq. But mainly, if anyone can tell me why we went to Iraq, I'll be more than happy to listen to them. But who's benefiting from this war on Iraq? You will hear on this program that the number one reason, it was not oil. You know, a lot of people saying that we went there for oil. Even if we went there for oil, that is wrong. We can't go over to another country, kill 655,000. That's the latest John Hopkins study that came out a couple of weeks ago, that we killed 655,000 Iraqis. And an MIT study that was published a few months ago in the in a British medical journal, it put the figure at 650,000 dead Iraqis. So the number is probably more than that. So we go there and kill all these people just so we can get their oil. You know, somehow our oil went underneath the Arab sand. And is that a legit reason to go to war so we can be driving our Cadillacs and our SUVs? But that's not the problem because the Arabs, they want to sell the oil. And the Arabs were never depriving us from or deprived us from their oil. And by the way, we get very small. We don't get a lot of oil from the Arabs. We get about 15% of our oil from the Middle East. So that is not the problem. But the biggest beneficiary here is Israel, the state of Israel. The reason I'm saying that, because there was some studies and position papers and policy papers that were written way back in the 1980s that says, number one, there is a policy paper called Israeli Strategies in the 1980s, which basically took every Arab country and defined some fault lines within those Arab countries. And the paper said that the only way that we can destroy these Arab countries, we're not going to be able to destroy them militarily because, you know, the Israelis, there are about 5-6 million of them. And even though they're much stronger than all of the Arab states militarily because of the might, the military might of the United States that is backing it, and of course the taxpayers' money that is also supporting that state. But they said, you know, there's about 280 million Arabs, so there's no way we will be able to destroy them. Let's destroy these countries from within. And they have identified certain fault lines in these countries. For instance, Iraq. They said Iraq has a problem. Under Saddam, Saddam is a Sunni, and the Sunnis are minority. The Shiites are majorities there. And there's a substantial number of Kurds in the north. They said we can, these fault lines, if we can basically instigate a problem in Iraq, number one, we have the Saddam regime has to go away. This did not happen after 9/11. This took place back in 1992 in a position, in a policy paper that was written by Richard Perle. And also, in 1996, the Clean Break document, we will talk in details about all these documents as we go through, you know, in the weeks to come. I will explain all these documents and the relevancy of these documents into what is happening, what happened in Iraq and what is happening now with Iran. In 1996, the Clean Break paper, A Strategy for Securing the Realm, it was written by Richard Perle and others who basically given that policy paper to Benjamin Netanyahu. And in that policy paper, it says that removing Saddam Hussein from power is an Israeli strategy in its own right. Now, when you remove Saddam Hussein from power and you inflame the sectarian infighting between the Iraqis, between the Shiites and the Sunnis, then you very much have destroyed the country and split it into three different countries. And in the Israeli paper in 1982, it said three to four countries, because actually the Shiites are split almost in half. So the destroying Iraq was a strategy for Israel for a long, long, long time. We will continue in this, but I'm going to go with I'm going to take the callers now. So I'll go with Jim, I believe, from Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Welcome to the program.
Welcome to RBN, Hashem.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad and I was honored when I was asked to do a show on RBN.
If I might make a suggestion, I understand that you're pretty good friends with Mark Glenn.
I'm very good friends with a lot of people.
Well, Mark Glenn, you know who I'm talking about, Mark Glenn. He writes for American Free Press now.
I'm familiar with Mark Glenn, yes.
Yeah, and this guy is really a good writer. I read all his stuff I can find on the Internet, uh-huh. And I also check your site every day. I checked Crescent and Cross, and I check Current Issues every day. So I'm well aware of what you gentlemen are up to. But to get to your topic of today, what you said about them inspiring fear in American people with their phony 9/11 attack, they also inspired anger at the Arabs, which was another point of what they were trying to do. So they'd done two things at once. And this allowed them to use the American military to take care of the only significant enemies Israel had left in the Middle East, anybody that could give them any problem whatsoever, which would be Iraq, Syria to a lesser extent, and Iran to a greater extent. But being Syria and Iran are kind of aligned as of now, it's one and the same enemy, more or less. So their plan, of course, is once they go after Iran, they'll hit Syria at the same time and take what they want of Lebanon. That seemed to me to be their plan. They'll take at least half of Lebanon, and they'll take out Syria, and hopefully they'll have us take out Iran, or we'll do it in concert with them. That's their plan, the way I see it.
Well, I mean, you are correct, and you are supporting what I'm saying, because Israel wants to weaken all the Arab states, so it will be the only superpower in the region. And if anyone have been following the what's the news from the Middle East now, the United States is trying to have an alliance going on between some of the Arab, we call them moderate Arab states, and Israel. And we'll tackle that subject when we come back from the break, and we welcome other phone calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Current Issues, the radio program. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and we welcome your phone calls. Basically, today, I don't really have just one topic to talk about. So if you want to call in and talk about any of this stuff that we talk about, or if you want to talk about something else, that is fine with me. Well, we'll put you on. Now, I want to bring you up to today. Now, way after 2011, 2001, everyone was talking about the weapons of mass destruction that Iraq had, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to, James Woolsey, who was the former director of the CIA, he said this in 2003. He said, Saddam sounds very much with respect to the 250 million people or so in the Arab world as Hitler sounded before World War II with respect to Europe. And now last month in Israel, in a conference in Herzliya, he basically talked about Iran. And he said that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, president of Iran, and his talk of wiping Israel off the map, he said Hitler meant it when he said he wanted to exterminate the Jews. And That is the type of fear that they are installing in everyone now about Iran. Now, when, number one, the president of Iran did not say that he was going to wipe Israel in any way, and there is nothing wrong with these different states to be changed from one political entity to another political entity. For instance, the Soviet Union, it was wiped off the map, but the people who were under the Soviet Union are in much better shape right now. Yugoslavia was wiped off the map, and the people there are much, much better. Czechoslovakia, the same thing happened. So there's nothing wrong with a country being not what it is. For instance, if Israel would change into, let's say, one state for the Palestinians and the Jews, there's nothing wrong with that, and it's for the people to call it whatever they want to call it. And so the drum beats now, the war drum beats now that are going on, it's the same thing. You know, they fooled us once to go and attack Iraq, and they're using the same story. Apparently, they think that the American people are stupid, that they're gullible, and they will take these stories again and eat it up, because now they're saying the same thing about Iran. These people, you know, Richard Perle, he said that, talking about Iran, he said, in possession of nuclear weapons, Iran is capable of using their terrorist networks to enable damage. Remember, our president and everybody else in 2001, they were telling us that Iraq can transfer these his weapons of mass destruction that he did not have, but they told us, oh yes, he did have it. And now we're saying the same thing about Iran, that they can, in possession of nuclear weapons, Iran is capable of using their terrorist network to enable damage. You know, Iran does not have a nuclear bomb. Iran is working on nuclear energy, their nuclear reactors, and they're telling to everybody, if you want to come and see what we're doing, you're more than welcome. And let's assume, just for our discussion's sake, that Iran does have a nuclear bomb. Israel has 400 nuclear bombs. The United States has over 10,000 nuclear bombs and missiles. So if Iran gets one nuclear bomb, now I want to know, if Iran happens to use this nuclear bomb, what do you think is going to happen to Iran? Don't you think the Iranians, I mean, you think when we assume that if Iran gets the bomb, then it's going to destroy Israel and destroy the United States and kill, and you know, it is not. Because if Iran gets the bomb, they're only going to have one, and before they even fire this thing, it's going to be coming down. We have the technology. We have the technology to shoot it down if Iran happens to fire a nuclear bomb at anybody. But that's not going to happen. You see, this is the thing. It is not going to happen, because Iran understands well what will happen to Iran if we attack Iran. But now everybody is saying the same thing. Like, for instance, you know, in 2003, Richard Perle said, let us just agree that Saddam Hussein had those weapons and he is perfectly capable of transferring them to Al-Qaeda. There is a threat, and I believe it's imminent. Now, who's Richard Perle, ladies and gentlemen? Richard Perle is one of those, what we refer to now as neocons. In this program, you will hear names like Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, and others. And these people, basically, they are mainly, and this is here, it is not, it's got nothing to do with, we're not talking about these people because of their religion, which happened to be Jewish, but we are talking about the neocons because most of them happen to be Jewish. And among those people that we're talking who are not Jewish, you know, because sometimes when you talk about Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith and Richard Perle and Wormser and Frum and all these people, they will say, well, yeah, but the president is not Jewish, Dick Cheney is not Jewish, Rumsfeld is not Jewish, and I agree with you. These people are the neocons. They are basically, they didn't want to use the word Zionists, so they used this neocons, which really does not say much. It's just a name, and it does not say much. But these people are basically Zionists who are in control of our government right now and making these decisions. Definitely, if you go back to these position, to these policy papers that I was talking about that were written way back before 9/11, you will see that these names have popped up in there. And in 1996, they even tried to get President Clinton to go to war against Iraq and remove Saddam Hussein. But President Clinton was smart enough not to do that job because he knew exactly what was happening. So Clinton did not. These people, and Clinton, by the way, kept a lot of these people out of his administration. Well, when George Bush became the president of the United States, we happened to see all these people all over the place. The same people who basically designed what Israel should do in the Middle East and how it's going to do it. Israel can't accomplish it by itself, so it had to use a surrogate power. And that surrogate power, the only power left, is the United States. Now, there is a danger here, ladies and gentlemen, because these same people who wrote the Israeli strategy, they also wrote the American strategy that had very much the same ideas in it, but in an American, they tailored it to fit the American psyche that, hey, it is to our advantage to go and take out Iraq, not to the Israelis' advantage. Because if they would have told us we need to go destroy Iraq so Israel can become a superpower in the region, we would probably, the American people would not have went for it anyhow. So they had to get these strategies paper. And one of them that was developed in 2000, that was the year that George Bush became president, but this was developed before, though. It's called the New American Century, and the new project for the New American Century. And in this particular policy paper that became policy paper when these neocons got in power, they basically done everything they can to take us to war, and we were sucked into this war because these people wanted to go and destroy Iraq. One of the names you will hear us talk about a lot is Douglas Feith. He's not Douglas Feith was the chairman of the Office of Special Plans in the at the Pentagon. He was working under Paul Wolfowitz, who was working under Rumsfeld. Now, what did he do? This was the intelligence. A lot of people saying, well, the intelligence sources and the intelligence information that George Bush went for in attacking Iraq was available to Clinton, and Clinton had the same intelligence information. That is not true. George Bush did not use the proper intelligence sources, which is the CIA, the FBI, et cetera, and so what he had used is the Office of Special Plans. They concocted in this office the story about the uranium, the Iraqi uranium that they received from Niger, which they it was termed yellow cake. And they said that it was Iraq was working on nuclear bomb, and like 45 days they will have a nuclear bomb. Of course, that was the biggest lie. And then when the president was confronted with this story after the fact, after we had already went and attacked Iraq and destroyed Iraq and removed the regime, our president said, oh, that was the intelligence available to me at the time. I still remember him in that press conference. He was overseas in Malaysia, I think, or Indonesia, one of those countries. And he was confronted with that question. It's like, listen, you know, the yellow cake theory and Iraq getting uranium from Niger, this turned out to be a false, there was nothing. And remember Joseph Wilson and his wife, Valerie Blame, and, you know, the leak with the CIA, that has all, you know, related to all this, to that story. I don't want to go in details of that because it's not the subject of today. But the uranium from Niger, that story was concocted by Douglas Feith, and the weapons of mass destructions, all these stories, because our intelligence sources were telling the president that, look, we don't see any of these weapons of mass destruction, that we don't have any evidence, and we have people on the ground. You know, we're spending billions of dollars on the CIA, so we should get reliable information. We did have the reliable information, but we decided to withhold this information from American people. And when I say we, I mean the American government, not you and I. So the government had decided to withhold this information from you, because if you knew that that was a lie, you would not probably have agreed that we go and attack Iran, Iraq, which brings us to what does the media, you know, the media was supposed, it's in the Constitution. The program before us was talking about the Constitution, and freedom of the press is part of our Constitution. But do we really have free press in the United States? Well, in a way, we do have free press in the United States, and such networks like RBN and the shows, the producers of these shows that you hear, that you listen to on RBN, are very much called, though, that is the free press, and that's what the founding fathers have intended for the press to be and remain free. But 99% of your fellow citizens in the United States, they don't get their information from a free press. They get it from an organized cabal, an organized press that is owned. You know, isn't it amazing that some of these same companies who own manufacturing factories to produce military hardware, to produce bombs, to produce tanks, are the same companies that also have interest and own some of these press networks that we have. And I'm talking about networks like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and CNN. You know, if you look at the board of directors of these people, of these companies, you will see that, you know, who owns what. And you probably need to go and you will be shocked to know that some of these companies who make military hardware, it is to their advantage to have a war going on. And these same people who control the media. Why is it important that we talk about control of the media? Because the media, ladies and gentlemen, number one, the media will prevent people from thinking their own thoughts, because they're giving you the story the way they wanted to give you the story. It's programmed. It is programmed to control your thinking and the way you look at things. From the hundreds, you know, you can go on any of these networks and you will see it might be the story taken from a different view, but at the end they want you to know one thing. And you can see this when they talk about Muslims and Islams and Arabs. And the caller, Jim from Texas, he did refer to this, that they wanted to inflame these hatred feelings towards the Arabs and the Muslims, because the Arabs and the Muslims are the problem that Israel has. You don't see in other countries, they don't cover the stories that you see here, and especially when it comes, for instance, to the Palestinians. The way you see the Palestinians in mainstream media, it's totally, totally wrong, and totally it's not even close to the truth. In the second hour, we will be speaking with Nahla Al-Aryan. She is the wife of Samuel Aryan, who sits in jail as we speak, even though after he was acquitted of the charges that he was charged with in the in his case. And we'll talk in detail about his case. But the media is, you know, it's going to come time when it's against the law to say that such and such person or such and such entity is controlling the government or controlling the media. You know, just like the Zundel case, those of you who are familiar with Ernest Zundel sits in prison in Germany because of his opinion about the Holocaust. Now, Zundel does not deny the Holocaust. I don't think anyone denies that a Holocaust of some sort have taken place during World War II. But the problem here is which Holocaust are we talking about? Because a lot of people died during World War II. A lot of people died. And it is not just the Jewish people who died. And Zundel was questioning some of these figures, was questioning some of these means that they are telling us that the Holocaust industry is telling us happened during World War II. And I'm sure on this network you probably have heard a lot of guests and a lot of people talking about this. I'm not going to go in details about the Holocaust. But with Zundel case, he was prevented from even submitting any evidence, and his attorneys were prevented from submitting any evidence to prove what Zundel was talking about is correct. The reason is it's a law in Germany and throughout Europe that you cannot, even if you have all the evidence in the world, you cannot deny the Holocaust. And when we come back, we will continue with this and welcome your phone calls.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Ladies and gentlemen, current issues, and my name is Hisham Tilawi. Current issues, just for the people who are joining us, is originated as a TV program 4 years ago, and this is the first broadcast on RBN. So actually, this is my first broadcast ever on the radio. So it's a little bit different than TV. I'm used to looking into the camera and et cetera, et cetera. So this is a little bit different, but I'm sure I will get used to it. I understand we have Dan joining us from Texas. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I enjoy your show. I was going to ask you, though, that I think what our danger to the United States is if any of our enemies get the atomic bomb, that they will simply put them in our cities and blow them. They won't drop them from airplanes or anything. They don't have to. Why should they? And I think we're so vulnerable. I think that's what's going to happen to us.
I'm sorry. You're saying... What are you saying about the nuclear bomb if one of our enemies would have one?
Well, they'll just put one in downtown New York City, Los Angeles, wherever. And they don't have to have an airplane. They can just blow us up all at once and it'd be all over.
Okay.
There's nothing we can do to stop it, the way I see it.
Okay. Well, who are our enemies? Can you tell me who would be doing this?
I think obviously they have a lot of the Taliban. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Mossad wanted to do it myself.
Well, okay, now you're talking. Just to have a false flag, and by the way, it's a real threat that a false flag operation like that would be. You have, before you say, you know, the Taliban, I would not believe that the Taliban would even have the technology or the ability to even do anything like this. The Taliban is having a heck of a time even staying alive in Afghanistan. And by the way, they are getting stronger. So this, just to show you that a military solution to these problems in the Middle East is not the answer. We will be there for 20 years, 30 years, and eventually we will come back. But I think with this war in the Middle
East... Well, not just them, sir, but I mean, even Syria. I mean, gosh, our enemies are...
Syria,
endless.
Okay, let me tell you about the United States enemies and Syria and the Arab world. There is no one in the Arab world that is an enemy, no state that is an enemy of the United States. It is false when we say Syria. Syria is not an enemy of the United States. Syria, the same thing. All these countries, you know, we are the superpower. Militarily, no one will be able to hit us or destroy us militarily. And what happens if one of these countries, let's just for the sake of argument, take your argument and say, okay, well, what happened to Syria if they do something like this? Don't you think we have the capability of wiping Syria off of the face, not just the map, but the face of the earth? Basically, we'll have a big crater there where Syria is. So it's nonsense when we think that we have enemies. We are looked upon. The United States is looked upon as the enemy for the people there, because when we go there and we kill 655,000 Muslims in Iraq and destroy the country, we are wreaking havoc in Somalia. We are doing the same thing in Sudan. We are doing the same thing in Lebanon. We are basically creating a huge problem for the world and a very dangerous problem for the world. In the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back.
Go ahead. Say some more?
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we're coming to the top of the program, so very quick.
Can I hang on after the break?
Well, yeah, that's fine. We're going to be talking about a different subject when we come back, but you're welcome to call back in the discussion with Nahla Al-Aryan, the wife of Sami Al-Aryan, the Palestinian-American who sits in jail as we speak. We will have her on the top of the hour, and we will discuss his problem and the Palestinians' problem. So stay tuned.